George Schwartz, a photo retro bends the autobiographic genre to present compelling images that explore our universal experience of sex, sensuality, and death. Shot over four whole decades, Schwartz photos challenge histories of Australian photography. Joining us in the studio now is George himself. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not half bad.
Not half bad. Glad to hear it. Now, you've been exhibiting your works for quite a while. So how did you initially get into photography?
Well, I started off as a painter, actually, an artistic painter. I painted Tachism, that is complete abstract, which very important to hear and say, seemed to be very interested in it. But photography, the usual thing. I met an Aussie girl in southern Spain where I was working on painting, as it was cheaper. And she wanted to go back home. They wouldn't let her go alone, so I came too. But she carried a camera for a cousin of her. And I said, look, I'm not carrying a camera for nobody, except I'm using it. So that's what we did, and I started to take photographs, not travel photographs, you know, not so on. Me in front of the Taj Mahal with the right hand up.
Yeah.
Me in front of the Eiffel Tower with the left hand up. No. Photos which I would have taken anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, as I was a painter, the color, the form, and the compositions for any photograph were for me very, very important. Not like a journalistic photographer who has to have an action for something. I just had to see it from an artistic point of view. That's how I see my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Then art is my life.
Yeah.
Including my religion, even.
How was the transition from painting to photography in that way? Because there is so many more factors with light and, you know, composition, as you mentioned.
Well, it was different, I have to admit. But I obviously took to it like a fish to water. There was no complication. And later on, when digital started, I took to them too. I had the help of a student of mine as I was lecturing in art.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped me into digital. As when I was teaching, I only taught photography. And this happened for the sheer fact that some lecturer said to me, do you have any idea about photography? I said, yeah, why? Look, the department is yours. I said, thank you much. What happened? Look, I'm sick of reading tonight what I'm lecturing tomorrow. So photography became really my life. I read everything to the point where I could honestly say anything I don't know is hardly worthwhile knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I had all these encyclopedias in my mind. I could tell you every developer what's made of, how many percentage, what changes and so on. That was the technical side.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm very good at that. But the artistic side was always my thing. I always photographed, and I got practically almost immediately into photo montage.
Mm-hmm.
First I cut out. This was, you printed it.
Yep.
And then you cut it out, not with a pair of scissors, of course, very, very carefully.
Yeah.
Undercutting with a scalpel.
Yep.
Then splitting the back of the paper off, sending it on the edge and colour the edges in case and stick it down.
Wow.
I don't think anybody else here is as good as I am in that. I know I blow my own trumpet, but you have to.
Of course.
So, and as soon as digital appeared, I asked a student of mine who had studied it if she knew anybody that she could teach me. And she said, I can do it. She said, come on, Linda, you are just too well known in the industry. I couldn't afford you.
Aww.
So we made out. Yes, she comes once a week under one condition. I feed her.
Oh, what a brilliant. That's brilliant.
She said, I have a certain requirements for my food. I said, well, give them to me and that's it. And she was a student of mine once.
Mm-hmm.
And then she became basically my lecturer.
Amazing.
Now she's my friend.
Excellent. That's amazing. So throughout your you're in this exhibition, you're exhibiting over 40 years worth of photography. How has your style changed artistically through those years?
Well, basically, the philosophy has changed very little. Mm-hmm. Picture taking has changed. As on the beginning, in Sydney here, I was shocked. I had to photograph Sith on that and other things, which I just couldn't believe. I was also at the same time into movie making, which we made quite a few movies, which are now at the Film and Sound Archive, as I couldn't believe how you people lived here. Now I'm one of them. I can prove that.
Yeah.
For the fact, if you have something against Australia, mm-hmm. I'm going to defend it like hell.
Wow.
But I have the right to have something against it, as I'm Aussie.
Yeah. Very, very true. Mm. So the major things that you explore in Photo Retro, it's a lot about our common human experiences like sex, death, and the unconscious. Why did you kind of explore this one in this particular exhibition?
Well, I must admit, sex is a great interest for me. Always was.
For a lot of people, I'm sure.
I know, and I liked the female form. Mm-hmm. Dressed or naked, I photographed a lot. I also have been drawing a lot of females, as I was teaching drawing too. Mm-hmm. And we had some models. So I started to get some models dressed up and put them into different things. That it was very boring for students just having a model falling asleep. So we got very known and happened, and I went on. This was always an interest in my life, as I'm very aware of it. Mm. All my family had the glorious idea to die when I was very early. Mm-hmm. Grandmothers came to our house, and she died there too, so for me, this was normal. As in Switzerland, I played in the backyard of the slaughterhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, I learned to play marbles with cow's eyes.
Holy smokes.
So this was normal.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people here in Australia too, you know how many are around who say, had 9, raised 5?
Really?
Oh, yeah. You see, I'm born before penicillin and before biros and lighters, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That wasn't known.
Yeah.
So the coming and going and passage of time is important for me. A part of that, some people accuse me that I'm a dreamer, which is probably true. I like dreaming. I can walk down Broadway here and see weird things. Like, let's say an elephant coming out of the restaurant across the road, perfectly dressed up with all things. And I know it's not true.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
No.
But fantasies like that running in my brain all the time. Mm. So I develop and love it. And that's basically it. Now, for this show, is over 40 years. So I had about over 20 or 25 exhibitions in this time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take everything from everyone. We had to, a friend of mine, Craig Chard, he worked with me to organize this. We chosen what we were think would go together or would work. We still haven't figured out how we're going to hang it. If we're going to hang it chronologically or impact-wise. I prefer impact-wise, quite honestly.
Yeah.
You see, my pictures are, I can that very shortly. When you see a picture of mine, I want you to get an impression, a feeling. I'm don't giving it a title. Without a title gives me immediately an impression to you. No, I want the picture to do that, like music. Mm. And you can listen to the same music several times, and it always gives a different impression. It involves with what happened outside, how you feel. Mm. So, and there are so many impressions of which we don't even have words.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Eskimos have 11 words for snow.
11?
Yeah. You say, know what it is. We don't. So, said I'd also, in emotions, it's the same. There are so many around, which I can't tell you.
Mm.
Let's, for argument's sake, say, it's the first time you kissed. You remember that?
I do.
Yes, I knew you do. That is an impression mm-hmm. which is only yours.
Yeah.
Not mine. Nobody else. That's what I want. It's a precious thing to you. And when you see a work of mine, it should give you a similar impression or maybe changes next year mm-hmm. or next week and so on. So you work with the picture. And the picture works with you.
I get that.
Good.
I get that.
I expect something. Sam, you here working here on the radio,
mm-hmm.
you do know it is an insult to a composer to play music in the background whilst you eat and chat.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, we have music for that.
Mm-hmm.
But with music, I want it to be quiet. I don't want an alarm ringing. I take the phone off the hook
yep.
and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get an impression. I say many times it's changing.
Yeah.
So that's what my pictures are supposed to do. Yeah, the colors are not what we say brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's up to you, like it today. As I come from the painting, I still have that feeling. You know, in a painting, you wouldn't make a red absolutely brilliant and give it a feeling. And so, what's surrounding it? So that's what I'm doing. As I say, art is my life. Photography is now my way of doing it. Yes, I started color photography very early.
Yeah,
I introduced it at the National Art School, which refused it and called it its only snapshots. So I spoke to my students.
Yeah.
The next week, I had some money on the table from them.
Oh.
As they wanted it.
That's amazing.
So that's how it started, color photography here in National Art School. And so I said, color is important for me, very, very much. I probably can't remember more than two melodies.
Mm.
Like God Saves the Queen and the other one I've forgotten, music-wise. But visual, I can tell anybody what jumpers they wore at a certain time.
Mm. Amazing.
It's just for me. Color is my life.
I understand that. Well, George, thank you so much for chatting to us. Can't wait to see what impressions your images give us when we finally see it, when it opens. But thank you so much for joining us here today on 2SER.
Well, thank you very much for listening to it. And be aware there are pictures of all kinds of things. Some might be shocking. I don't think so, as that's also part of life.
Very true. But thank you again.
Thank you.